Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. So right now, I have at least four or five people going through my profit acceleration program. It's like a revenue mapping 6-week program, right? And one of the things that is very, very important in that process in our program is about crunching your numbers, right? Because a lot of times when people come to a business coach or whatever, they want to jump straight into the marketing and the branding and all that. And those things are really important. Now, don't get me wrong. Those things are important. Your content creation and making sure you have the right messaging and your offer is set up correctly and priced correctly and that kind of thing. But one of the things I like to also encourage is to make sure that you're crunching your numbers, because I believe that being financially literate is important for your success. If you're not financially literate, if you don't have or you haven't established a great relationship with your money, how your money is coming in, how your money is going out, how your money is being spent, how your money is being reinvested, you're going to struggle. You're going to struggle to really grow a business that makes complete sense and grow a successful business, right? And you're going to, if you're just waking up every morning and saying, okay, let me sell, and you're not looking back at your numbers and paying attention to how much money you need to make and what you need to do to make that money, then you're going to struggle a little bit, right? So when I say crunch your numbers, one of the things, and a lot of people who come to my profit acceleration program have been in business a little while, they're making money, they want to make more money, hence the reason of profit acceleration, right? So we always go back to their numbers. We go back at least 3 to 6 months. How much did you make over the last 3 to 6 months? How much did you make every single month? What was your best seller, right? How much do you really want to make, right? And then how much of your offers do you have to sell in order to make this number? Is that number is it real, right? Is it attainable? Is it realistic, right? Given your resources and given the tools that you have, given the time that you have, which is why everybody's goal can't be the same, right? Because everybody has different tools, different resources, and a different support system, right? But the number that you come up with, is that realistic? Is that attainable? If the answer is no, what do we need to put in place? If the answer is yes, then okay, why is it not happening? Where are we seeing the loopholes? Where are we seeing the balls dropping? And, you know, really figure out how is that money going to come in. Crunch your numbers. Where did the most sales come in? Which one of your offers were not selling at all? Why was it not selling? Right? How many followers do you have? How many people are engaging with your content? All of those things. Crunching the numbers, guys. It is so, so important. Crunch those numbers so that you can make more informed decisions about your strategy moving forward, right? Because it's not just about getting up and deciding, okay, I'm going to sell this on Monday morning, and I'm going to charge this price, and hopefully somebody would buy. No, you have to have a strategy that is implementable, that is strategic, that makes complete sense, but is based off of the data that you have. Crunch your numbers. Pay attention to how much money is coming in every month or every week or every day. How are you spending that money? Is that money going back into inventory? Is that money going back into paying yourself and your staff? Is that money going back into paying for you to study more things? Like, is that going into an emergency fund? Like, what are you doing with the money? Because you also have to have a plan for this big figure that you're calling in, right? You want to make $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a month. Nothing is wrong with that, right? And that's exactly what you deserve. What's your plan for the money? What is the plan for the money, right? Are you putting some in the emergency fund? Are you reinvesting all? Are you paying yourself? Are you hiring a virtual assistant, an accountant? What is the plan for the money that you are going to bring in? What is that plan? Those are the types of things that I want you to start to think about as you grow your business, as you start to grow even more, and as you start to call in more money into your business. Answer that question. Crunch your numbers. Use the data to make more informed decisions moving forward. And again, if this is something you have a challenge with, jump into my DMs, jump under the comments, ask me a question, click on the link, book a call, and let's talk more about it, because I think this is the only way, that's the best way for you to move forward, especially if you want to accelerate your profits in a very short time. Yeah, I'm so excited to hear from each and every one of you guys. Have a great day. Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.